know, in war, if you are shot, don't remain on the ground. Stand up and shoot at the enemy. You are a winner. We've got a wedding bell from our children here. They're inviting you to their wedding, which is taking place on the 4th of April 2020.
Just for
the sake of our time, I'll allow him just to read the important parts, not everything, but just the important parts.
His wedding is between Brother David Nege and Sister Maka Florence Maruziva, taking place on the 4th of April 2020. The venue is ZAFM Nyamunga 3 Kariba. It's opposite the Economic Shop. The wedding is starting at 9 a.m.
Normally, we are invited, select people are invited for weddings. But this one, they say they are inviting the entire church. Before I ask Mr. Makanaka to stand, I think we just need to clap for them for inviting the entire church. I know Brother David is not around.
Brother David, I was back at the table.
Mr. Makanaka, where are you?
Mr. Makanaka, at the bingo.
Oh, yes. There she is. Brother David is at work, but all the same, they are inviting you all for their wedding.
His name, younger Brother David, was
Amen. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? We apologize for starting a little bit late, but nevertheless, we are going to be blessed tonight. No, once in a while it's good, you know. The devil, he might waylay things to say, okay, maybe exactly 1/4 past or 17 past will walk past, but today he was surprised. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's say the Lord of it. Mercy rewrote my life. Today we are going to enjoy.
You know, when the doctors are around, others are rejoicing. So that the devil should know that in case he thinks he's got people that are unlimited. Satan must be told right in the face. Them that are learned are here. Those that have got them that have reached the very highest level of education are here. If he says the unlearned are not going to heaven, he says these ones.
Akati futi zvakare vakadzidzisa ndezvepano panyika vaende kudenga tinobvataudza kuti ava.
And when he says education is of the devil, he points to these ones.
Pastor Matimba is going to preach for us tonight.
Pastor Matimba, brother, God is here and one.
Ichokwadi nyasha. Nana Chiremba pakati pedu.
The grace of God that we've got medical doctors amongst us.
As we invite him, we say, mercy rewrote my life.
Rewrote
my life.
Lord.
sabasima mari makatendeka mari makarurama baba toda kutenda matisakadzika zvikari mukati memba yenyu baba nyasha dzenyu ndodzatisetsedza nyasha dzenyu ndodzatisanganisa baba nyasha dzenyu dzatibwira nekutichengeta pane zvinhu zvakawanda uye zvakasiyana baba toda kupa mbiri yose kwamuri ishe wangu kunyange nguva ino yatinayo yekuyanana tiri mukati meshoko baba kunyange sekudzidziswa kwatinogara tichiitwa shoko rimwe chete rinobva kwamuri baba rakatiringana jehovha mwari ndimunoziva chinhanho cheumwe neumwe baba toda kuzvikumikidza pamberi penyu may you come and take control toda kukumikidza ungano zvekare mukati memaoko enyu mwari tinokumbira dai mafemera shoko rimwe nerimwe ringataurwa toda kungosiya zvese mumaoko menyu musanokoshera tenzi jesu kristu amen. We want to greet one another in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Exodus.
Exodus 13, verse 17.
I
want to thank the pastor for the invitation he's made. We are happy always to be here. Because this is home. I was here from the time I was a Sunday school student. Presenting plays.
I had not understood.
Go to my neighbor, Brother Marunya's place. So when I see the church progressing, it does me good. Because it's in Jerusalem to set like churches like Tafara.
The message is the headquarters,
for Tafara and the other groups.
Brother Manyeche is your pastor.
Brother Manyeche, the Mfudzi Wenyu.
He is my pastor.
Mfudzi Wangu.
Making him the bishop of Tafara.
Zvichiita kuvave bishop we Tafara.
Why do I say so?
Saying Zvichidaro.
Bishop is headed over.
Bishop unotambidzanwa.
What the prophet says.
Nyango profita wachiti.
When Paul was writing.
Paulo bainyora.
Then say I'm ready to be Paul.
Paichi ndagadzirira.
I have fought a good fight.
Kuti ndarwa kurwokana.
He was getting ready to hand over the bishopric to Timothy.
Vanga vagadzirira kutambidza bishop kuna Timothy.
I had a bishop in Pastor Chesa.
Ndandina bishop Pastor Chesa.
I still have a bishop.
Ndichine bishop.
Okay. Let's go to Exodus 18.
And it makes so the 18.
Then he is supporting. He just took over the support I was getting from here. We still have that warmth.
Zvino kutsigira kwataingova nako mazuva ese ndokwatingori nako vari kuenderera mberi nebasa.
And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go.
Zvino Pharaoh akati arikidza vanhu kuti vaende.
That God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines.
Mwari haana kuvafambisa nenzira yepanyika yevafiristiya.
Although that was near.
Kunyange yaiva pedyo.
For God said.
Nekuti Mwari wakati.
Let peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt.
Zvimwe vanhu vangu vangazvidemba kana vachiona kurwa vakadzokera Ijipita.
May the good Lord add blessings to the reading of his words.
Naishe varakafadza kuverengwa kwashoko ravo.
We'll read the next verse whilst we are seated.
Tichaverenga hedu vhesi inoteera takagara muzvigaro zvedu.
Before you can build a house,
you
need a plan.
Unofana kunge une plan.
A general. He needs to plan his moves.
Anofana kuronga mafambiro achaita.
And they left Egypt going to Canaan.
Havakabva muEgipita vachienda Canaan.
So I would encourage you to really concentrate.
Chakudzirai kumbonyatsonangisa pfungwa dzenyu pane zvizvi.
We should be done latest by 7:30.
Tinofanira kuita pedza na 7:30.
So 30 minutes to 45 minutes we should be done.
Saka 30 minutes and 45 minutes nige daro pedza.
So God led the people. The children of Israel.
Zvino Mwari akatungamirira vana veIsraeri.
And as the general,
iye semutungamiriri wevanhu,
he is planning.
Ari kutoronga tsoro.
There was a short way.
Panga paine nzira pfupi.
But he said, no, I will not use this way.
Asi akati handizoshandisa nzira iyi.
Because let the people see war.
Nekuti kana vanhu vakazoona hondo.
And they repent.
Vanobva vazozvidemba.
And they return to Egypt.
Vodzokera Ijipita.
So there is a long way.
Saka pane nzira yakareba.
And yet people can see the short way.
Nyango zvazvo vanhu vachigona kuona nzira pfupi.
But why is God leading them through the long way?
Kusi Mwari ari kutungamirira nenzira refu.
Now you will see something.
Munozoona chimwe chinhu.
There is an issue inside the issue.
Pane nyaya irimo mukati menyaya.
Sometimes we are seeing what is bothering us.
tinonguva tisikuona zvinhu zviri kutishungurudza
asi
pane chikonzero sei mwari vari kutendera
zvinhu
izviisu tichataura pamusoro petsitsi dzinokwananyasha dzavo dzinokwana
amen. God has a plan for Israel. God has a plan for Eastly Tabernacle. God has a plan for Tafara. God has a plan for each and every family. God has a plan for each and every individual. But the way God operates, you know, Ezekiel, when he saw the throne, he said, I saw a wheel in the middle of a wheel. So when you start the spoken words,
it's
that's how God moves.
No,
it's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. The inside wheel, as the prophet says, the natural type is spiritual. So when you look at any natural wheel, there is an inside wheel. That is also called the hub. That is what is changed maybe by the engine or whatever. Then it stands the outside wheel. So the prophet says, the inside wheel is moved by the power of God. When God wanted
Samuel
to anoint the Saul, God said, I will send you a man. That was inside wheel. But for that to happen, it's a lot of things. Kish lost his essence.
Then
he said his son. They went to various places, they couldn't find him.
But
they said, let us go to the seer. Then when they came to Samuel, God said, this is the man I said I was going to send. So you see, there was an issue. Because the Samuel says, don't worry about those. They were found 3 days ago. So sometimes we are worried about minor things. It's not about
the essence. The issue is about the kingdom of
God.
If God is moving, there is a scripture. Christ has been born in Bethlehem of Judea.
And that's
one.
It has to be fulfilled. And it's moved by the power of God. But how does that come to pass? And as you know, kings they rule by decrees. There was just a decree. Everyone went to his hometown. And Mary was happy. But they had to go. And when they arrived, all the places were full. And left not being born in a maternity hospital. So everything is just moving. Placing God's children in their position. Bringing to fulfillment of scriptures. But if we are not careful, we will be complaining. Because the scripture that we
heard,
we just want to see something in the scripture. We pray. We fast. But I want to show you something. There are some things you cannot pray away. You are not going to pray them away. You also see something. When they don't go, it doesn't mean God does not answer. Or God has not answered you. But there is a purpose. Because the Bible says, all things work together for good. And them that love him, and them that are called according to his purpose. Maybe you might be so. You have lost your essence. You are going to Shalisha, they are not there. You are going to Shalim, they are not there. You are going to the land of Benjamin, they are not there. All things are waiting for good.
Even
hard, but it's waiting for your good. There was a short way that Israel could have followed. But God is saying not through the short way. God has a purpose. He didn't want them to repent when they see the
world.
In our own life, there are also some ways you can see it's short. You can see only 3 days I've been
in
Canaan. Maybe when you came to church, you saw yourself maybe 10 years ago. That it was very short. Maybe you even saw a brother who seemed like he was interested. A short way. But God is saying no. I'm not leading you that way. We have plans as people. Some of you thought by now you should be having your own house. That is very good. When there is no fish and people will perish. Even the way you were handling money and everything, some of you are not staying where you thought you could be staying. You are not driving what you thought you could be driving. Or you are not even driving where you thought you could be having a fleet. It doesn't mean God is not leading you. God was leading the children of Israel. It's a scripture. Pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, then he avoid a short way. That long way you are not going to pray it away. What goes in that long way is not always smooth. There is nothing that happens to any church without God allowing it. Because Israel is the church natural. Before they could go the long way, it's God leading them that way. So, verse 18, the Bible says, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt.
Chapter 14, verse 1.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon. God is very specific. Where you are, sometimes you are regretting. I wish I had done this. I could have been there. Then the Bible also says, the steps of a good man, they are ordered of the Lord. God wants them to be at a specific place before it shall be encamped by the sea.
General is putting them in a corner.
It's not in the corner.
Most oftentimes you get to these corners. They went in a place where there's one side there's a mountain, then there's another mountain. In front of them is the Red Sea. Where you notice that there is no way of escape.
You
even get to that place that you say, what will my children eat? But they are alive today. Did you die?
Why?
The one you're reading about is the one that is leading you.
And the same way,
why did God allow them to get to that spot?
He was trapping the devil.
Vakanga vachisa vakatira Satan river. Were they not graves in Egypt? Were they not nothing, certain things in Egypt? God has got his arithmetics.
Start
rejoicing, I've got them pinned down. Now, the person or the being that created you, how can they be a poor general? We must just look for, examine our lives. We praise God and proceed and move on with life. There is a spirit that we must be aware of, beware of. When things get difficult, you blame the devil.
Instead of seeing God, people see the devil.
Satan. Brother, how did things go? Ah, Satan. People are witnessing and he says, ah, these are my subjects, they love to talk about me. Ah, did the child pass? No, nothing, it's the devil.
Satan.
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 Satan. They walked and they saw someone was born.
With a certain kind of thinking.
They can't look at fungiro.
Master, who sinned?
She can tell Diana
that this man should be born blind. When things
happen,
people are looking for a fault. But the Lord says, he did not see.
No,
his parents. But that's the glory of God. So there was an issue in him being blind. There was an inside will that the glory of God should be made manifest. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the lands. The wilderness has shut them in. So God knew this is what Pharaoh was going to do. God knew what the devil was going to do in your life.
Satan is going to do it.
The devil cannot do anything unless God permits him. The Pharaoh could not do anything to the children of Israel until God permitted it. The devil could not do anything to Job.
Satan, I go to Job.
Unless God permitted him. Whatever is happening in your life, only believe. God, there's a purpose. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart.
Zvino ndichaomesa moyo wa Farao.
That he shall follow after them.
Kuti avateverere.
Some of your bosses have hardened their hearts.
Mamwe mabasa kwenyu akaomeswa moyo.
Even your husband or wife.
Kana murume wangu kana mudzimai
wangu. Or your neighbors.
Kana muvakidzani
wangu. God can allow it for a purpose.
Mwari anogona kuzvitendera nechinangu.
Because he wants to achieve something.
Nekuti vane zvavari kuda kuita.
Moses. He had a problem.
Anga ane dambudziko.
Of temper.
Rehasha.
Until when he was coming down from the mountain, and people were in idolatry, he broke the commandments. When God wanted to work with that temper, God gave Moses Zipporah. He also had temper to neutralize his servants.
And
the Bible says Moses was the meekest man.
Moses was he was put and he was ripe in the pot of Jehovah.
Because
the psychology
of how to control a human being,
didn't
he work on Zipporah?
Because
Zipporah had temper.
Zipporah
even when they were praying, you remember when he circumcised their son? You
are
his husband. Sometimes when we think about pastors, when we think about officers, when we think about prophets, we think they don't have any faults. They don't have any weaknesses.
Imagine my friend is doing this. God said, Moses was his prophet.
Moses angari profita wa Mwari.
Predestinated prophet.
Ndiye anga akafa notemerwa.
And Zipporah was the predestinated.
Zipporah. Ndiye angari mudzimai akafa notemerwa na Mwari.
No matter the anger.
Zvisinei nehasha.
And God knows for a specific job.
Mwari vanotoziya mamwe mabasa akatsva.
Who should do that job?
Ndiye anofanira kuita basa iri.
God has made prophets.
Mwari anonga kuna profita
wa. When he was sending a man to Nineveh.
Havaituma murume aenda Ninive.
He chose Jonah.
Vakasarudza Jonah.
With a certain kind of a weakness.
Angaine umwe utera waiva nawo.
God extending his grace to the children to Ninive.
Mwari vachiratidza nyasha dzavo kuNinive.
God Jonah said, let me flee.
Nekuti Jonah akati regai nditize.
Daniel was not that kind of a prophet.
Daniel wanga asikatize.
So God said, not Daniel for this.
Mwari vakati aiwa Daniel asiri webasa.
But Jeremiah for this job.
Jeremiah asiri webasa.
But I will send Jonah.
Asi regai nditume Jonah.
Just make sure everything works out right.
Kuva nechokwadi kuti zvinhu zvese zvafamba zvakanaka.
Exodus 14, verse 10.
Exodus 14, verse 10.
And when Pharaoh drew nigh,
Pharaoh akati asvika pedyo,
the children of Israel lifted up their eyes.
Vana vaIsraeri vakasimudza meso avo.
And behold, the Egyptians marched after them.
Vakaona vaIjipita vachiteverera.
And they were so afraid.
Vakatya kwazvo.
And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord.
Vana vaIsraeri vakachema kuna Jehovah.
And they said unto Moses,
vakati kuna Moses,
because there were no graves in Egypt.
Manga muchiti hakuna here mabwiro kuIjipita.
Yes, thou taken us away to die in the wilderness.
Matitora kuti tifire murenje.
Wherefore yet thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth of Egypt.
Ko zvino makati buritsirei ko muEgypt?
The first part is fine, crying to God.
Chikamu chekutanga chakanaka chema kuna Mwari.
But you do not remember.
Asi chirega zvino kunyunyuta.
Just commit it to God.
Iwoisa kuna Mwari nyacho.
Let's read a message revelation series.
Tiverenge Maridzi.
You know? The things that don't look right here, if God leads you into them, they will be right out here somewhere.
You see?
Because he knows how to lead.
God knows how to lead.
If you prayed for a wife,
and
if you prayed for a husband, God gave you. Being given by God does not mean that person does not have weakness. Are we together? You pray for the pastor. You pray for a church.
We have
our own problems. But one thing, God knows how to lead. So seeing that he is our all sufficient grace, and all that we have need of or care for is in him, then let's lay aside everything else beside him and hold to God's unchanging hands. You might be wondering what has happened to my essence. But remember, we need to hold on to God.
What
is using all these things to drive you? When Caesar gave the decree, Joseph and Mary obeyed.
Joseph and Maria.
But there was a rebellion from a certain quarter. When we read in Acts chapter 5, people say, how can the king give this decree? And those people, they were dispersed. If we are not careful, you can end up fighting blood and flesh. And yet
they
are not called to fight blood and flesh. They came to the Red Sea. Red Sea ahead of them.
Pharaoh
behind. Mountains on either side. And we come to those situations. You can't get over it. You cannot get under it. You cannot get around it. Or anywhere of going around it. But as David said in Psalm 77, his way passes through the water. His grace carried them through the Red Sea. And he is the same yesterday, today, forever. When as a church you come to that tight position, as a family, as a company, as an individual, he will make a way somehow. And his grace is sufficient. Now, when temptations seem to be multiplying,
math has got levels. When
but I in primary, it can't. School,
they tell you it can't.
Form 1, because it can.
Form 1, then it's genetics. Let's look at a formula that's in the Word of God.
1 plus 1 is equal to 0.
1 plus 1 is 0.
When we are looking at your temptations,
as they multiply, that's the end of the temptations. If you look at the Red Sea,
problem 1.
There was one big problem. The Red Sea that could not be tackled by the mind of a man.
That's why.
So when somebody had one temptation, they were not
memorable.
But when Pharaoh started pursuing, the temptations multiplied. One in front, another one coming from behind. But when God was looking at it,
He was
multiplying the temptations in your life. He wants the temptations to crush one another. He wants the Red Sea that you are fearing so much. Because the Red Sea, as a plan is made on a house, going to Canaan was a plan that was made. There was no fasting that would take away the Red Sea. No amount of prayer could take away the Red Sea. God will take away the bite of the temptation. God will take away the swallowing of the Red Sea. Those are the things you are talking about tonight. Things that God has predestinated. And He says, it's the tabernacle. And He says, Matimba family. And He says, so and so.
You are going to go through the Red Sea.
God, we are going to see. You will not see.
His grace is sufficient in every situation.
God opened the way and they went through the
Pharaoh.
And this is Pharaoh now. In the Red Sea. They had an encounter. God predestinated
the three Hebrew children.
And he says, your way is through the fire. We are talking about a real fire. The three of you. Those guys were prayed up. See, our God. He's going to put out the fire. You are making the next step. In the next step, enter the fire. But if you read the book of Daniel, these men were bound their hands.
Which is a temptation. That was an affliction.
Their hands were tied. And then there was a fire.
Ahead of them.
Then the fire. The fire was going to unbind the chains. The fire that's been multiplied 7 times.
There's a problem with our
sin. A church that's being swallowed up because of temptation. There's a problem with
our
sin. The temptation of the Red Sea did not destroy Israel. It did not take away or destroy the Hebrew children. But it actually liberated. Their hands were bound. They enter the fire, and their hands are loose.
testimony.
When they come out with a testimony.
Brother,
not that which can be seen amongst brothers, but that will be seen amongst the heathen.
Who is this
fourth
man?
Who
can we have a fourth man without the
PLP?
Don't worry about the PLP.
What will remove
the heat? What allows you to go through?
This is also what happened
to Daniel. God said Daniel, we are not going through the
PLP.
But we are going to have a little fellowship with the lions. They are not, God was not going to kill the lions. God
is
not taking away the temptation. But God removed the bite from the lions.
Marivaka bisa kurumba kushumba.
God giving us the grace.
Mariva chiti banyasha.
And thinking again, when the disciples were having a tough time,
but
the
Zipa Ranga was covered
and so on. That was
a
temptation. Then they saw something walking on the water. They thought it's a spirit. Now they were afraid. But that we are afraid,
this
is your Jesus.
No, Jesus.
What you are afraid of is connected to this temptation.
This one,
he wrote the New Testament.
He had a New Testament.
According to the wisdom given unto him. And Peter said,
Peter,
in his writings, there are some things hard to be understood. You know, when Paul was preaching, he had abundance of revelation. He was not running out of words. You can take the great chapter of faith. He didn't run out of words. He was not running out of sermons. He
started
by telling you what is faith. Then he gives you the example. Then he says, time would fail me to tell of Gideon.
And
of Barak. And of Samson. And of Jephthah.
Of Jephthah
also.
And Davita.
And Samuel.
Na Samuel.
And of the prophets.
Nima profita.
So he has a abundance of revelation. And God wanted to keep that abundance of revelation a bit on the check.
Vachiti, ayo warigati mbomba mgalo. You just don't let the car run fast.
Break,
put brake in the
car. 4:7.
1 Corinthians 4:7. Why are these things happening? You are a preacher, yes, you've got the gift, but you need to slow down a little bit. God had to step on the brakes on Paul. Am I not a man of God? I pay tithe. I don't miss service. Those things that are happening, there's a
point inside the world. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation.
This is
the abundance of revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. What was his problem? What was the message of Satan? As he was going to
Damascus,
he met the pillar of fire. He was blind for some days. And then afterwards, he continued to have a problem with his eyes. So that was the messenger of Satan. That was the thorn in his flesh. And you see, he had to walk with the doctor. Luke, the beloved physician.
Luke,
but Paul was performing miracles. But he had this problem. But I want to thank God for Paul. He even had a revelation. Why this problem was not going away from him.
Some problems will not go away.
Amen.
Even when you read, he was writing a piece of big letters. He could strike others with blindness. If you fall during his service and die, you call him back to life. But his problems of eyes continue with you.
Verse 8.
For this thing, I besought the Lord Christ, that it might depart from me. This is what we should do. When there is a problem, let's approach the Father. Let's go to God. Let's ask. And be content with the answer. So he went thrice to the Lord. Then he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my faith is made perfect in weakness. God was not going to take that away. When Jesus, why was this not being taken away?
See,
let I be exalted above measure. So it was for some good of Paul. When you read about the church ages, let's read the quotation, this mine and church age. I know thy poverty, but thou art rich. Jesus saying, I know. Sister, imagine if your husband saying that.
Sister, I'm going to say that.
I want sandals.
I know you need them.
There will be war.
I know, my children, you've gone on too long without meat.
So
what are you going to do about it? And then the elderly will say, I know. That is what God is doing to see. I know thy poverty, your neediness, the falling in value of the dollar, the falling in value of the RTGS, the scarcity of foreign currency. I know. Scarcity of fuel, I know. Say one saying and he says, do you think that God does not know? He knows and he selected. He knows them that have got the patience and the virtue to stand in long field, then he recruits
them
that can withstand coronavirus, brothers in China.
There it is again.
Seeing
walking up and down in the midst of his church, like a father is looking down upon his family. He is the head of his household. He is the provider. He is the protector. Yet he looks on at their poverty. He says, I will not take the poverty from Simeon.
I will
give them the grace. Oh! How the untutored believer stumbles at this.
You know,
how can God be to look upon his own? In a time of need,
and
not just stop it all. It doesn't work like that. That's why the seals were being opened. There was a different living creature for each seal. When the devil was coming in deception,
Satan,
there was a lion anointing. He moves to persecution. There is another anointing. What was that? That was sufficient grace for each
situation.
For each and every situation. There are people who lived in Simina. They were being killed. But they were not going back. God did not say, no, you are not going to be killed. But the light of Turae
doesn't say, kill us, take our lives.
He was,
if I was in Simina,
that is what Rama said.
How would I survive?
The
situation you are in.
God
gives you the grace to overcome that.
You say,
if we stayed in Laodicea, how are we going to survive? Let's read.
Times may be hard.
God is not going to go over.
God has not promised a flower bed of ease.
But
he has promised grace. Sufficient for every trial.
Zinomisidzana
nemuyedzo waga wega
unosangana newe.
Maria wana kuti muchabuda muEgypt. Waita kutserendende
munobanga the land of Egypt and slide right into Canaan.
There is a Red Sea for you.
Pane gungo dzvuku apa.
There is the waters of Mara for you.
Pane mvura dzemara ipapo.
God is not going to give you any other waters.
Mara vasikuzokupai dzimwe
mvura. But you will drink those waters of Mara.
Muchanwa mvura dzemara.
But God will remove the bitterness.
Asi Mara vanobvisa
kuvava. Those waters.
Kwemvura idzodzo.
God will give you the grace.
Mara vanopanyasha.
To partake those waters.
Dzimwe mvura idzi.
That's right. Indeed, grace is sufficient.
No,
not he is only a flower bed of
ease.
But he promised grace to overcome in every temptation. When a cross gets heavy, Christ promised to be with you. So there is a sufficient grace for each situation. People that are in
America,
they look at us. They wonder how we are surviving.
But
we are surviving. Not by our own means. Not by our own ability. Neither are we better than any other. But this is the situation that we are in.
It's
not calling us to participate in politics. But
the
God's grace is sufficient for every situation. It's like you. When you go to the rural areas, sometimes they have to travel very long distances. And you wonder how they can be Christians in that situation. But because they are in that situation, it's not easy. But God gives them the grace. When they come to
Harare,
they also wonder how you can survive. The speed is too much for them.
Marari
the pressure is too much for them. Women are walking almost naked. How can a brother live? But behold, they are saints in Harare. Some of you can imagine when there is a funeral. God takes a brother. God takes a sister. Already we have orphans the church. We have a widow, a church. We have a widow, a church. How is this man going to manage? How is this woman going to manage?
Zimai wachas gona seiko. At times, brothers, you think house chores are not hard.
The
adventure you remain at home and the sister goes out. All the children are on holiday. That's a task.
Pressure in a builder.
There's so much pressure mountain. If God doesn't help you, you're going to spank all the children. But there's someone in church who doesn't have a wife. God says, I'm taking away
your wife.
How is the husband managing? It's the way that God
predestined.
So God gives him grace. If God says, I'm taking away the husband. Or he says, I'm taking away the pastor. Or he says, I'm taking away a parent. It's a situation that you find yourself in. It will not eat you. It will not swallow you. Because John, when he was a young man, God shut up the womb of the parents. His ministry was so great. Didn't want that ministry messed up with the parents. Elizabeth conceived in an old age. It's something that maybe she would be embarrassed about.
One is saying, why am I? Why did I conceive an old age? There is a purpose. John, when he was a young
man,
and the parents went
away,
he as an orphan went into the wilderness.
It is not by mistake. Because
there
is Isaiah chapter 40.
Isaiah chapter 40.
A boy is crying in the wilderness.
Yes.
There were not enough servants to kill joy. In the wilderness. There was not enough wind to kill John in the wilderness. How did he come back from the wilderness? The grace was sufficient. Even John.
Yango John.
On the ice of Patmos.
Patmos.
The oil could not boil him.
Mafuta ana kuna kupisha.
Because the God of
Shadrach,
Meshach,
and Abednego.
He is the God of Daniel. The temptation is not there to chew you. God is with you through the temptation. When you pass through the waters, they will not overflow you. Not even in death are you defeated. You are more than conquerors. The prophet says, yes, there is pain. But his grace is sufficient. If we come
overfall,
his hand is there to help us. His grace is sufficient for all that we have need of. Feeling on our way. All they have not promised to go through life. Any believer to go through without troubles. The journey to Canaan was not promised that we have problems. But he has promised the grace. Sufficient to take care of these troubles.
There
is no water in the wilderness. But as long as Jesus is there, they got it from the hardest thing. They got water from the rock. Where there was no water. Every brother in Israel, every sister in
Israel,
they had mineral water. That is what thrills my heart.
If you know, not my one.
Is to know that his grace is sufficient. All of our debts, and our troubles, and frustrations,
yet
God have promised to see us through. That is just as much as we could ask of him. Knowing that he knows the road. He says, Jesus
at
the door.
Jesus
and notice our Lord. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Every son that cometh to God must first be tried, shall be trained. No exceptions. Every son that cometh to God. And we, if we cannot stand the chastisement, then the
scripture
says we become illegitimate children. And not the children of God. And
it
is a great feeling to know that God's grace
is
carrying some of you. He
has
through 20 and 30 years of trials. God did that for you. So that you are a real child of God. And he has taken you into his fellowship. So every situation, the one that the Bible says, there is no temptation that has taken you. But what is common unto all men? God will not allow you to be tempted about that you are able to be. But together with the temptation,
you
provide a way of
action.
So sometimes when you are praying, don't think God is not answering. When you see Daniel in life's day,
and
now you think God is not answering,
mari haasi
kupindura
asi pane vamwe makwara akavatemera mwari
vakavimbichange
nii newe mudambudziko iri
tinoverenga
zvapupu zvakawanda pamusoro pabrother Branham
kusouth africa People dying and being resurrected.
Vanhu vachifa vachimuka.
But there was an issue in his church.
Paiva nenyaya muchechi mavo.
Sister Edith was afflicted by polio.
Vakanga vakarohwa nepolio, vakaoma mutezo.
The prophet prayed.
Profita vakanamata.
But the sister never recovered from that.
Havana kumbobvira vakagona kubuda muchimiro ichi.
He says, whenever there's anything else.
Hanzi pesi paiva nezvinhu zvinhu.
We go to pray.
Taenda kunonamata.
I know God is going to deliver you.
Mwari vachamudzikinura.
But he said, but in that affliction.
Hanzi asi dambudziko iri.
It's like Paul.
Zvakafanana Paul.
That message of Satan.
Mutumwa waSatan.
God says, I'm not going to remove this.
Mwari vakati izvi handibvisi.
But my grace is sufficient.
Asi nyasha dzangu dzakafanira.
Can the hands that are weak be strong tonight?
Zvino ruoko rwandinozo.
The hands that are weak.
Maoko anehutera.
Can they be strong?
Anogona kusimbiswa here.
We are all going through different situations.
Tese tiri kupinda muzvimiro zvakasiyana.
But there is grace.
Asi pane nyasha.
Enough.
Zvinokwana.
Before we talk about that.
Tisati pamusoro
pei. God is very fair.
Mari, ndimaenzani.
He looks at the trial.
Vanotarisa
muyedzo. He looks at the temptation.
Votarisa muyedzo.
If it is more than you can bear.
Kana uchikukurira
iwe. He will not allow it to come through your way. Hawezi
kupa muyedzo
iwoyo. It is like natural teachers.
Zvakafanana nemadzidzi yadzidzi.
You cannot bring an old level example a grade 7 student.
Hauri kuunza bvunzo dzeform 4 kune mwana wegrade 7.
When you see Goliath coming.
Paunoona Goliath achiuya.
Because the Bible says.
Bible rinoti
when the enemy comes like a flood
kana muvinga kaveshe dutu
guru God will raise the standard of
Mwari anosimudza chiyero
when you see Goliath coming
paunoona Goliath achiuya
there is a little David somewhere
kana ka David kariba neimwe nzvimbo nyasha dzinokwana paradza hwita kuyo murume iyi
whatever you are going through believers
chaunofuura nacho vatendi
rejoice
Farai
like Paul and Silas in the prison. They were not looking at the constantly.
Vanga vasina tarise
zvakakomerera. But they were rejoicing.
My Farai.
God is with you.
Mari anemi.
Through all the situations.
Pfuura nezvimiro zvipi
zvese.
Dai Mwari akuropa pazviri.
A quick shot. Powerful work. Let's stand on our feet.
That is him again. It's all good.
We want to thank God tonight. We want to say thank you so much, Pastor Matimba.
Pastor Matimba,
glory be to God. Don't worry whatever you are passing through. His grace is sufficient for you. The boat, the disciples they were in, the devil thought he was going to sink it. But God's grace, it was sufficient for them.
The boat will not sink.
Kanamari
varipo. God is inside.
This is tabernacle.
This is tabernacle.
Azite.
It's not possible.
Nyasha dzamwari dzakakurisa.
Grace is sufficient as in
abundance. I don't know that Satan you are too late.
Tell the devil that you are too late.
His grace is too sufficient.
Nyasha dzake dzinokwana nokupurira.
I challenge the devil tonight.
Ndinodena Satan maniro ano.
Knowing I am behind the grace of God.
Ndakavanda munyasha dzamwari.
I'll ask Brother Caleb to come close with a word of prayer.
Oh,
Karanyesha Zirbo, Amani and Jazzy.
The grace is sufficient.
Take an occasion tonight. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I am looking for a brother or a sister whom the devil was trying to obstruct. But we are saying tonight, this grace is sufficient for me. I am jumping in tonight. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Precious God, we come before you.
Father, we feel it's necessary for us to come to you. Just to say thank you, Lord. Just to say you are wonderful. Just to tell you that you love us as Easter Tabernacle. Just to say we are so grateful today. Just to tell you this is spiritual food in due season. Just to tell you it's not a mistake, Father, to hear the message we have heard tonight. Oh God, Father, how we appreciate you. Satan, you are defeated. Father, we glorify your name. Father, we uplift your holy name, oh God. Oh Lord Jesus. Father, we were praying for you to speak to our hearts. And indeed you have spoken, oh God. Oh Lord Jesus. Father, you have silenced the devil tonight. Oh God. That spirit of warning, you are defeated. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this grace that is sufficient to us. Oh, Lord, we appreciate you. Father, we thank you for this sobering message. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we glorify your name. Oh, God, we heard a lot of examples. Father, indeed, Lord. Father, we have experienced some of these things. At times we have prayed, oh God. At times we have fasted, oh God, for something. And Lord, it seems there's no answer coming. Father, you told us today, oh God, that you'll be knowing the situation. You'll be seeing from above. And Father, at times we let those things go. For our benefit, Father, we pray tonight, whenever we face difficulties, whenever we face temptations, Lord, Father, there is something good for us. Father, may you open our eyes, Father, for us to see the good part, for us to see the beneficial. Oh, God, this temptation, this sickness, Lord, Father, God, they are for our goodness. Oh Lord, we appreciate you. Father, we thank you. Oh Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your message that you allowed to pass by. Oh God, to drop something, God, that is spiritual food to us. Father, we thank you. Oh Lord. Makati nakirama. Makati koshera Jehovah. Marangere enyu anoshamisa. Baba tinokutenene kuti dzidzisane mhando yakadaro. Zvirokwazvo takawanda tinonetsekana. Takawanda BP inotokwira baba. Tichiti sei takadai tisina kupindurwa. Sei ngana andiitira zvakati. Sei shamwari yepedyo yandiudza mazwi anokwadza. Baba matiudza mutsvene makanaka. Mukati hapana zvinoitika musina kuzvitendera. Asi zvakaitirwa kuti zvitibatsire. Mwari pakubatsirikana ndopatiri kuda ipapo. Dai mavhura meso edu Mwari. Taona Ishe Baba. Ipapo pane kubatsirwa pacho. Mwari toda kubatsirikana nemiedzo. Toda kubatsirikana Ishe nezvinotiwiringa. O mutsvene tinokutenda. Makarurama samasimba. Nokutendai Jehovha Baba. Nerudo rwenyu rwamina rwokwatiri. Tinorumbidza zita renyu mutsvene makanaka. Nokutendai nemudziyo baba wamatumira. Wamashandisa mutsvene makanaka. Kutaura mazwi anotiwaka. Kutaura mazwi anotiumba. Tabatsirikana madekwana ano. Mwari takuenda kumba chimba reru reru mumoyo mangu. Pane chimwe chinhu chaitika baba. Hatisi kudzokera kudzimba dzedu kuti chimwe chete zvatauya tiri. Mwari so we can declare. That all the evil thoughts are gone. All the black pressure is gone. Father, you have done something to us. We appreciate you so much. May you bless Pastor Matimba, Lord. Bless his church. Bless his family, O God. May you be Jehovah Jireh to him, O God.
Father, we pray for our Eastly Tabernacle also. Father, indeed, you love us. We can see the way how you are shaping us. Father, we can declare that we are heading somewhere. Father, we want to give heed to every message that is being preached from this pulpit, Lord. Indeed, it's being good to us, Lord. It's molding us, ready, Lord, to take off one of these fine days. Father, it has been declared that rapture will happen. And Father,
I want to thank the Lord tonight. We say, Pastor Matimba, take our greetings to Tafara. Tell them we were blessed. We've come to the end of our service tonight. We meet on Sunday. By God's grace, let's pray for the service and the Lord will come speak to our hearts. We'll be given a dismissal song. Pray that the Lord will give you transport, protection on the ways and highways.